بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب كراهة التقعير في الكلام. There is the next chapter, and this is on the detestability, the undesirability, that Allah Ta'ala does not like that a person must exaggerate in his speech. وَالتَّشَدُّقْ فِيهِ, and that a person overstressing in eloquence, trying to present the speech in such a way which is not simple, which he makes up and he presents the speech. وَالتَّكَلُّفِ الْفَسَاحَةِ, and also utilizing unfamiliar and fine morphological points. وَاسْتِعْمَالُ وَحْشِ اللُّغَةِ وَالدَّقَائِكِ الْعِرَابِ فِي مُخَاطَبِ الْأَوَامِ وَنَحْوِهِمْ, and this is when addressing the common people. This all refers to that a person should be natural and use his own way. We should not copy others, especially we find, for example, our young girls who are secretaries, who are on the switchboard, and they speak in a fancy way, in a stylish way. Some people say, hello, that is very dangerous, as it comes in the Quran Sharif, that we should not, woman should not talk in such a sweet tone, that the person who has got some disease in his heart, who's got a weakness, that he might fall prey, and he might start thinking of evil things and planning evil things. So all this, that our language, what we use also, that language must be simple, straightforward, we shouldn't copy other people. We find this also, for example, in public lecturing. When lectures are given, then also we should not imitate other people, etc. We should just be our simple, straightforward selves. And we should present our matter in such a way that it can affect the hearts of people. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when he was in Kanpur, when he was still a young person, he should give bayans, and the people should shake also. It appeared that the whole masjid should shake, such strong, powerful bayans. But after he made contact with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, then he says, then there was more serenity in his bayans. But like earthquakes fell on the hearts of people, and that is what is required. We should not try and impress the people. As one person said, when certain ulama make bayan, then you have to sit with a dictionary. That is, the jawbreakers they use, and what words they use. And sometimes when we speak, the whole subject matter just goes over the heads of the people. They didn't understand. We should speak to the level of the people. أَنزِلُ النَّاسِ مَنَازِلَهُمْ, how the people can understand. Examples, everything we should give and present our points in such a way that everyone can understand. Also, we should remember that we have a mixed crowd normally. And if we are using Arabic terms, Urdu terms, there are many people who do not grasp it at all. And then our message is just left in the air. The people don't grasp it. So if we do have to use Arabic terms, Urdu terms, we should translate it for the people so that they understand and get the message. And we should try and explain, even if we have to repeat, but that the people get the message, and we should try and speak from our heart, that it goes into the hearts of the people, and not just we're worried about our eloquence and the way of presentation. Sometimes we are very concerned even of our body language, etc. Also we find when ladies speak on the radio announcers, etc., then also they become stylish, and they are not their natural self. How a person will speak at home, etc., and that also they are trained perhaps. We find to this extent training takes place. We knew of a case where girls went to learn lifestyle, and in there they teach them how to even eat an apple in style. You must cross your legs like this, sit in this way, hold the apple in this way, make your face like that. All these things are against the grain of our deen and against the sunnah. If we do imitate, we must imitate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this chapter is all about that. The first hadith, an Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قال هلك المتنطعون, قَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he made a curse on those people who are mutanatti'un, and he repeated it three times. And mutanatti'un means those people who exaggerate in their speech. That is, whether it is in their style, in their manner, or they make a story up and exaggerate it. Those people who don't just state the facts, but exaggerate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked that, and he said that may they be destroyed, and he repeated it three times. So we should be very careful in our speech, whether it is public speaking, or even just at home, or even at social gatherings when we speak. We shouldn't try and speak in a stylish way, in a fashionable way, and try and imitate worst of all non-Muslims in that. How non-Muslims present their things on the radio, etc., or anywhere else, or how they carry on, whether it may be a film star, whether it may be a sports hero, whoever it is, and we try and copy them, we should avoid this totally. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله يبغض البليغ من الرجال الذي يتخلل بلسانه كما تتخلل البقرة. Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah dislikes and Allah detests, hates that person who exaggerates in speaking eloquently by rolling out his tongue like a cow. Like a cow takes out its tongue from its mouth, shows it out. Like that a person may facial expressions. In here also, we should also remember that many qaris also, they change their facial expressions when they are reciting Quran, and they pull the faces in different ways. This is not what is required and desired. We should present recitation of Quran Sharif also, bayans also, in a simple, straightforward way. Also, one thing that we should take heed of here is that now that the month of Ramadan is coming, and for Taraweeh, many of us, like those readers who are very stylish in their reading and who present their reading also in trying to imitate other qaris, etc., the imams of the harams, etc., what we should be looking for more are those people who read from their heart. Hazrat Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Madinatul Munawwara said that for imamate also, try and keep more those who are not qaris, because the qari is more worried about the qiraat and the style in which he reads, etc. But try and find more those who are concerned with the inner parts, who are Allah wala, and the subject matter which is in the Quran Sharif. They keep that in mind and read according to that, that namaz has got much more greater value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a person who goes to great lengths in attempting to speak eloquently. Ulama state that simple and sincere words have an impact upon the hearts of the audience, while eloquent words may stir people's emotions, but in reality fail to impact upon the heart. What goes from the mouth goes to the hearts of mouths of people. People repeat it. People are very happy. What a wonderful talk. But no amal comes from there. We should try and have such lectures and such people speaking by which amal becomes alive. That is what is required. These ahadith also imply that one should not speak to an audience beyond their level of comprehension, because it will cause unnecessary confusion in their minds. That is also an important point when speaking to the people. Anzilun nas manazilahum. We should speak in such a way that they can understand and comprehend what we are saying. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن من أحبكم أحبكم إلي, amongst you that person who is the most beloved to me, وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة, and the person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. أحاسنكم أخلاقا. That person who has the best akhlaq and character. From here, and this hadith has been quoted in this chapter, we understand that speaking in a simple, straightforward way, with sincerity and from the heart, that is amongst good akhlaq. وَإِنَّ أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person I detest and dislike the most. وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the person who will be the most furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah are الثارون. That those people that when who talk excessively all the time, they are talking. Unfortunately, this is also a disease in us, that we just like to talk and talk. And whenever we have a party or anything, any meal, then we like to invite those people who keep on talking and got a comment for everything. But that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked. والمتشدقون. He who brags when talking, talks in a proud way, and how a person pulls his face. Many times a person who is a smoker also, how he smokes with the cigarette in his mouth or a pipe and showing off showing off and bragging in that way. This also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked. Wal mutafayhiqoon. And those people who adopt an arrogant manner in speech in order to display their superiority. That is also very much disliked. When a person speaks, and he speaks in such a way that he shows that he's arrogant, that he's a proud person on whatever account it might be. And in reality, no person whatsoever has the right to be arrogant. Nothing is our own. Allah has given it to us. We are boasting of somebody else's things, whether it is our money, whether it is our brains, whether it is our achievements. All that is given by Allah Ta'ala. This hadith stresses that noble character contributes speaking in a humble and simple manner. If we work on our character, then we will become, we will realize and we will speak in a simple way. One should not attempt to display one's eloquence or stamp one's authority over others when speaking, because this is a reflection of pride. May Allah save us of this and have good character, and we are simple and straightforward in all our matters, and we present things as they are sincerely, and that we imitate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst which is, when necessary, repeat what we said if it was not understood. That was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we want to show the importance, we should repeat it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Amen.